What is up, team? It is Mariah. Back at it. No, I'm not stealing that. Back at it again. This is episode 9. Yeah. It's all about how to open up about your mental health and navigating life when you're feeling lost, because I'm currently stressing the fuck out about moving, and it's actually so goddamn plate filling. Like, oh, it's a lot. It's okay though. I haven't really been able to do the podcast as much because I am just trying to focus on actually getting my shit together and our shit together for getting a house in Brizzy and working at the same time, and I just can't really focus on 6 things at once, and I'm really not good at managing stress, and I get really overwhelmed very easily. So I have really been trying to just take it as easy as possible, and this podcast stresses me the absolute fuck out as well, so I just have not had time, and I'm really sorry about that. But hopefully, you know, you understand that, you know, like, I'm no big time fucking podcast show or whatever, but I am still an individual and I still have my own life. And even on the side of this podcast, like, it's a lot. So, I'm really sorry for letting you guys down if you're looking forward to episodes, that I don't put out, but, I'm here now, and this is the episode that you probably all want to hear about and probably need to hear about as well. Yeah. So if you're in situation, like, it's just everyone is in the same situation, they just have different variations of life factors or whatever you want to put it. I'm probably just gonna dive in straight into it. This one, I'm gonna go into mental, how to open up about your mental health and different scenarios that you can sort of take on board and you can sort of experiment with or change to suit your life. Yeah, so I'm gonna dive straight into, actually, before I do that, you know, mental health is very complex. It's just very complex. Like, there's so many different dependents and variations and just different ways, and everyone is different and everyone interprets and perceives depression and anxiety and good health, good mental health, and, you know, positive energy and all that sort of shit differently. And it is dependent on your education as well and what you know about mental health. I feel like mental health as a whole has a very negative sort of reputation. Like, everyone's like, oh, my mental health is so shit at the moment. Like, your mental health is not shit, you just have a negative mental space. Like, everyone refers to their mental health as shit, but when they're okay, they're like, oh yeah, no, I'm fine, everything's going great. But then when they're like, my mental health is so bad right now, like, there's only different, I don't know if I'm explaining it properly. I'm gonna stop right here and then we'll dive into it right away. So for me, I have never really acknowledged how negative and deep my mental health can get until it's, like, very heavy and very unmanageable. And even then, like, I still don't really acknowledge it until someone tells me that I haven't either. I've been myself, or I'm just putting too much on my plate. And they can obviously tell that I'm a very transparent person, I think. Well, I generally don't like hiding my feelings. I don't, and I cannot for the life of me. Like, I was at futsal the other night, and I was just, like, in the worst fucking mood. I was hangry. I was playing like shit, and I just sort of almost didn't want to be there, but, like, I love it as well. Like, I love who I play with and stuff. But you could see in my face, I was like, fuck this shit. I want to go home. I'm tired. I feel like shit. Anyway, so you can tell, like, when I'm not. And someone even, like, our mate fucking asked me if I was okay. I was like, yeah, no, I'm just fucking hungry and I want to go home. Anyway, yeah, so there's just things like that. And if I'm depressed, or if I'm like having a episode of depression, or if I'm anxious about something, it's quite obvious, and I can't really hide my feelings, which sometimes I feel like a bit of a psychopath for, because I feel like I have to, you know, put it down. So like I try not to I really try not to affect other people's moods and stuff, but I genuinely can't hide how I feel. Sometimes I can, if it's worth it, but I'm just like, no, fuck it. I just need to let it out, and that's it. So, yeah, so for me, I've hit a history of not actually being able to fully acknowledge where I am, where my headspace is, you know, where my mental health is on a scale. Like, if it's in the negatives or in the positives, I like to, before when I was saying in my intro that, you know, like, negative mental health is often seen as a negative, it's not reversible, like, everyone refers to mental health in a negative way, and the point that I was trying to make is that it's not, like, it's stereotyped to be negative. So when you're talking about your mental health, you're like, oh, my mental health is so shit right now. No one says, my mental health is really good, like, it's positive. Like, no one focuses on their positive mental health until it's, like, in the negatives. Like, it's fucked. Like, I don't know. Anyway. So, ways to open up about mental health. I'll go through the scenarios first as to what, like, I've experienced and what people have written into me. And those are feeling as though depression and anxiety is arising and slowly becoming more conscious, more of a conscious issue. So with that sort of example, you need to let it out. Like, getting something off your chest is so important. And this goes for every example I'm about to say and tell you about. But just getting it off your chest, like, literally, if you're too scared to do it, like, if you're too anxious to do it face to face, call the person. Call your sister, call your friend, call your dad or your mom or grandma or whatever. And just say, I need to get this off my chest, and I don't know if I need advice, or I just need someone to listen. Can you just hear me out? And they probably have exactly, like, they've probably experienced the same or similar scenario to you in life. Like, it's so fucked how many people are so anxious and just scared to, like, they just don't realize that, they're just not aware that other people have these things going on too. Like, it's a very common misconception that people have great lives, and obviously that's coming out of the woodworks at the moment, because mental health is a major thing that's coming, you know, within society, which is actually a major thing that we all care about. And you know, like, in the media and stuff, like, it's all perceived as everyone has a good mental health, and as soon as someone, it looks shit or looks like they're having a bad day, it's like, whoa, are you okay, you know? Like, I guess referring to celebrities and stuff like that, they're like, everyone's like, ew, what the fuck? But when it comes to someone who is, like, not a celebrity and they're sort of, like, reaching out, almost putting themselves out there to be vulnerable on social media and stuff, saying, like, I'm not okay, people are always like, ew, what the fuck? Like, keep it to yourself. Like, that sort of stuff is slowly coming out and being recognized as healthy, and it almost is, like, I used to think it would be a seek for attention, which it 100% is. Like, there's no way it's not. I probably did fucking that, like, when I was younger, and I'm not really ashamed of it. It's a bit cringe. There's some things that are cringe to me, but I fully understand where their mental health would be at. And their headspace is, like, why they would be doing such things. Like, I understand where they're coming from, and other people who aren't really self-aware and aren't really aware of what's society values at the moment, I'm probably thinking it's really cringe as fuck and isn't, you know, worth asking them if they're okay, because they'll just be seeking attention, which they are, because they need it, obviously, because they need. So if you see someone and they're like, I'm not doing okay, blah, 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 just fucking message them, because that's what they want. like they are being attention seeking because that's what they need, that's what they're asking people who love them to do. And I'm not really one to do that until I actually know the person. But even just saying this, I just had a, like, an epiphany again, like, oh, I should be doing that if I see someone who is upset or, you know, not doing well or is obviously putting it out there that they're not doing well. Or even if they are, just fucking message them and be like, hey, if you know them and if you, you know, haven't spoken to them, just check in. You know, like, mental health, especially for men, is a fucking major thing. And it doesn't matter if he's your boss or your uncle or your dad or your brother or your best friend's brother or or like anything else, anyone else, like some random down the street that looks like they're having a shit day. And if he's a guy, just be like, are you okay? And if you're brave enough to do that, good on you. Anyway, moving on. So when you're becoming more self-aware that you're having a depressive episode or you're getting anxious about something or just anything to do with how you're feeling, call someone up, go to them face to face, message them. You know, things that you can do is like ask them how you, I'm just going to go through all the scenarios and then in general, I'm going to go through what you can do because like all of this is relative in almost one compiled like factor. So another scenario is like you're unsure as to why you're upset, not knowing how to start an initial conversation. Actually, I'm going to go back to unsure as to why you're upset. So if you're not sure, think about, so you just ask, write it down, write, why am I upset? The first thing that comes to you in your mind, write it down. Or even if you're speaking to someone, be like, I don't know why I'm upset. And then just ask them to ask you why you are upset. Just ask, get them to ask you the question because your mind will automatically be like, this is why, the first thing that you think of. And it may not be like, oh, because blah, blah, blah. It might be just like a one word sort of memory or like trigger in your brain. And it might be like futsal or old man down the street. Or like Sam, like your friend's name or your mum and dad or your job, you know, anything. Just write it down and then talk about what you're feeling, what you don't like at the moment. And if you're like unsure, like if you don't know what you're doing with your life or you don't know what the next step is, that's okay. But you need to get it off your chest in order to move forward. Moving forward is a major thing of mental health and you need to like be self-aware and self and almost correct yourself into and make a habit of getting things off your chest and then planning, not really planning, but just giving yourself an idea of what you would actually like to do. Just like write it down. There's so much stuff it's like surrounding mental health that sort of like recommends you to write things down in order to fully get a view of what you're feeling and what you want to do and what you could do about it and what you would like to do about it and what you don't want to do about it. Like it becomes clear in your mind because if all that stuff up here, like in your brain, you're so muddled up, you're like, this is why, but this is why, and I can't just like, I just don't understand which one it is. Write it down. I'm sure that like I don't really have to spell it out for you for every step. Like write it down. If those people that really don't understand what I'm saying, message me and I will fucking message you back about it. But if it's quite like self-explanatory and this stuff that I say and stuff that I put on my Instagram and shit, it's for you to interpret. So when someone messages me and is like, what does this mean? Just like anything else that is like my stuff is to interpret. It's sort of like writing in English and writing a story or a book or a quote, like anything like that is for self-interpretation and it's for you to relate it to your life and sort of like signifies what you're going through. And if you don't relate to it, that's fucking fine. Like no one relates to everything. But yeah, just most of this stuff is to relate to your own life, apply it to your own life, and let it signify anything that's going on in your life. Sorry, there's birds chirping and shit. So, I went on a tangent, but I'm back. Let's go back. So, if you're unsure as to why you're upset, just fucking write it down. Get a diary. I used to write to myself all the time. My friend used to journal as well. Like, we all, like, most of us journal secretly, to be honest. And it was the best thing ever. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's why. Okay. And then I'd look back on it and be like, why the fuck was I thinking that? And then you sort of gain an understanding of where you were on a scale of with your mental health and where you were in life and where you were with the maturity side of things and stuff like that. So writing things down, just start with the first thing that comes to your head and just let it flow. This is my instructions to you. Write the question, why am I upset? First word that comes to your mind, and then let it flow from there. Don't overthink it. Just fucking let it flow. Anyway, and this is, do it for anything that comes into your mind. Do it for job opportunities and just like friendships and relationships, and as to why you might want a dog or why you might want to move to fucking South Africa or some shit, you know? Okay, anyway, so not knowing how to start an initial conversation. If you don't know how to sign up, like, it's very, yeah, it's a hard thing to do when you are trying to express how you feel and understand why you are feeling the way you feel. But what I said before is write it down, send a message, ring a friend up, ring whatever, ring someone up, or go to them face to face and say, can you ask me this question? I really need help. I don't know. I don't understand myself, and I just need a flow and effect to see where my brain's at. And if this doesn't work, I'll just go write it down, and it's not your fault at all. I just need you to help me. They're not going to say fucking no unless they're absolute assholes. I guess starting with a face-to-face, just, yeah, open up, ask them to take the lead. They will not mind. I'm sure they won't. You know, things that you can ask them is ask them if they've ever felt the way you feel, ask them if they've ever had a significant loss or event happen that negatively impacted their life and mental health. And you know, events, negative, like significant events in your life affect you negatively. However, you can take each thing that happens in your life as a lesson and not regret it at all. I would say that the losses that I've had in my life and other people, and the losses that I've witnessed in other people's life, yes, it's fucking terrible and it's fucking sucks, but you have no control over it other than to move forward and let it be a lesson of anything, like a lesson of how to deal with it, how to move forward, how to avoid situations in which those events happened or occurred, etc. Just take everything as a lesson. Like, it doesn't matter what sort of lesson it is, but the only way you move forward with things that you can't control is moving forward and dealing with it. And then that, like, there's no fucking secret to life. Like, you just have to deal with it. And for those people that are in depressive episodes and are anxious and stuff, you just have to deal with it. You do. Otherwise, it's going to eat you up inside and you're never going to get anywhere in life. Like, ever. You'll eventually get through it. But if you're always digging a hole and digging yourself deeper and deeper and not trying to get it out and not trying to get yourself out, then it's, where do you think that's going to go? Like, honestly, just think about it. I'm not trying to be offensive, but I'm trying to be honest in how, if you let yourself delve deep and dwell in the past and dwell in negative fucking feelings and be surrounded by negative people and be surrounded by a negative environment or abusive environment, like, as an example, where do you think that's going to go? The only way you can move forward from that is moving forward and changing and taking action today. And I know it's a struggle, but you actually get out of it. Like, you can. I did. My friends have. It's not... It is sort of a repetitive game, but you do win eventually. Anyway, so another thing is that you can talk to a therapist. Like, if you're not ready to talk to your friends and family, go to a therapist. It's going to cost you. My second episode was included a how to do a mental health care plan. So you go to your doctor. I'll explain it. You go to your doctor. You ask, I want to do it. You sort of have to book in advance for a mental health care plan because it is longer consultation. You go to your doctor, you say, I want a mental health, they'll ask you why, and don't be afraid to tell them. Like, I wasn't. I told them in pretty much my whole life story in 5 seconds, like in 5 minutes, with all the events that happened and why it would be. They need to know so that they can put you with the appropriate person and refer you to the appropriate place of therapy, and, you know, just give them as much information you can in order to receive the best outcome. You can look it up on fucking online. You can ring your doctors and ask. Like, it's not embarrassing. It should never be embarrassing. Just fucking do it. Like, it's not that fucking hard. Just do it. Anyway, you will fucking thank me later. So, yeah, if you're scared of people seeing you vulnerable, this is another example. Just fucking do it. Like, being vulnerable is powerful. Like, information is power. However, being vulnerable and allowing, you know, I'm currently, like, my brain pattern right now is like, how does this work? But it makes sense to me. I need to go through, like, the motion of how to sort of explain how being vulnerable is powerful. Like, putting me, myself right now, like, this is being vulnerable. Like, my entire life is on at risk. Like, different, like, it's like, it's not major. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but, like, it's risky to do things all the time. It's risky to fucking walk out your front door. Someone could come and shoot you. You could get hit by a car. A dog could attack you. Like, anything can happen. What the fuck? Who cares? Yeah, so being vulnerable, you're already vulnerable. You're living. You're alive. You're a human being. And you probably have so many underlying health conditions that you don't know about, which is fine because a lot of people do. And we always have as human, as a species. And so does every other fucking species. So being vulnerable, like, we live every day, right? If you follow the same regime, schedule, whatever, that's great. You have a habit. But if you don't go out of your comfort zone and you don't go try new things and stuff like that, that's not exactly vulnerable. Like, yes, you're living your life and you're being vulnerable. Everyone's vulnerable living their lives. But if you're not changing things, you're not taking action, you're not doing different things, you're not changing up your, you're not helping yourself and you're not moving forward, like, you kind of slumming it. Like, why would you want to be the same? Like, it's fine if you're comfortable with that or whatever, but if you're stuck in that rut and you just don't know how to be vulnerable and you're too scared to be vulnerable, you just have to be. You just have to do it. It's so easy and it's so rewarding. And yes, some people knock you down and some people are judgy as fuck, but that's not your problem. That's theirs. Like, why the fuck should you care about what they think? They obviously have problems. They have their own, like, everyone has their own lives. If they've said something to you that brings you down, they have the problem, not you. Like, if they point out something that they see as a imperfection or a vulnerability, that is obviously an insecurity of theirs. And that is where they lie vulnerable. Like, that is them trying to be, I guess, trying to, like, protect themselves. So, really, they're being the weak dogs here. Like, don't be a fucking lemon. And just, I don't know, make juice. Like, life is so much better when you're vulnerable and you actually enjoy the little things. And Oh, I don't know. I'm just lost myself because it really pisses me off when people are like, oh my God, who cares? Like, I still do that. Like, I'm still like, she probably thinks I'm such a fuckhead. She probably doesn't like me. She or he thinks that I'm some fucking dumb blonde. And he's like 20 years older than me and he thinks he's some top shit fucking businessman, whatever. Like, just because he said something to me out of the order, like out of the ordinary. That is kind of offensive. Like, that's not my problem. That's just the way he views the world. That's just his perspective. And I'm so much better than him in the way that I perceive the world. And that's all you have to say to yourself. Be like, I'm so much better than you because I see it differently. And everyone is equal, right? But there are certain things in this world that you definitely have perception and opinion on that can be differentiated from everyone else. And unfortunately, in the modern world and society, we are not equal, but in the human species and human evolution and human history, we are basically the same. So, that probably confused the fuck out of you. But you know what I mean. Like, it's, you probably don't, but it is not your problem, it is theirs. Just fucking think about it. Just think about it and never look back. Anyway, when dealing with issues by yourself and you never feel like you can resolve them or help the situation, like, all it takes for this scenario is just to talk to someone. Literally, just take the time out of your day and help your fucking self and talk to someone you love or just a stranger. And if you don't get anything out of them, go to the next stranger. Like, you will win eventually. Just do it. If you're not loving your job, feeling like you don't have a purpose, feeling lost, me, at the moment, when dealing with issues by yourself, you know, if you're scared of being vulnerable, you know, all these things that I just said, you just have to change your narrative. Like, you just have to change something in your life and everything will flow. And if you don't like the way it flows, change something else. Change it again until you get it right. Like, you have like 80 years to live. You can do anything you want. It's not actually that slow. Like, time fucking moves quickly and time doesn't stop for anyone. So if you're gonna be a fucking sad bitch and think and just delve deep and fucking dig yourself a hole in your depression or anxiety, and there's people that's gonna be offended by this, I don't fucking care. You just have to fucking move forward and get out of it. Otherwise, you will be in a situation where you want to kill yourself, like I did. Like, I just absolutely dwelled in sadness and fucking regret and remorse and empathy and all that sort of shit. And I didn't move forward until I actually spoke about it and actually got help. And it didn't cost me that much. Like, I didn't pay for it, but in hindsight, it was like, what, $200? And you could go talk to someone for free. Like, just fucking do it. It's not that hard. Not that I don't understand the struggle, but you just have to do it. You have to. Otherwise, you will never get anywhere. You just have to do it. Anyway, like Nike's logo, just do it. So in short, how to open up about your mental health is you just start with something small and you take baby steps and you will eventually grow and you will eventually get to where you want to be, where you can talk about it and probably not cry your eyes out while you're doing it. I haven't reached it that yet, but I have reached expressing how I feel, expressing the problems that arise in my life. And, you know, I do express when I sometimes feel fat. Like, I feel like I'm putting weight on. And, you know, that sort of perception is still in my brain because society is still, you know, governing what bodies are good, what body image is, and what bodies are desirable and ideal and blah, 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 blah. Like, it's getting better. But that perception is still in my brain. And it's not, I'm not perceiving anyone else. It's literally just myself. like, I try my best to perceive, but this is the next sort of topic I'm going to talk about on today, is body image is changing, but the only way it can change is if you perceive it with yourself. Like, if you start to really love yourself, you will never see an imperfection in anyone else, because what you see as an imperfection in yourself is actually, like, once you start to change that perception into being a reality of everyone has this at some point in their lives, it is not bad, you're not going to die from it, you actually look beautiful, and whether you're a guy or a girl, you know, it's not fucking, it's, everything is temporary. Like, it shouldn't be a fucking problem. So when you look at someone down the street and maybe you can see cellulite in different lighting on her legs or something, on my legs, whatever, and you see that as an imperfection, that is because you see it as an imperfection in yourself, and that is obviously just the way the world ticks at the moment, and probably will forever tick. But the sooner you realize that your body is perfect, then you'll never sort of judge anyone else. And for those people who feel judged by everyone else, that is because you're insecure. And just like Sarah Day says, act confident and no one will question you. And eventually you will probably start to feel not fake. You know, that fake it till you make it is a great, great thing. But the whole mindset behind that is just being confident and experimenting with what sort of things that you like to feel and like to, you know, perceive. So with body image, what I deem as important is balancing life so you don't burn out. Everyone is bad at that. I'm fucking terrible, but I really try as much as I can and as much as I can manage to. Like eating nutritious foods that fuel me and leaves me feeling energized and satisfied. Like, exercising is so important for your mental health. Like, everything, food, body image, exercising, you know, all of that is so important for your mental health. And I'm not straying away from mental health right now. Like, body image is major for men and women and females and males and, you know, like, girls and boys and whatever, however you want to fucking perceive it. But what I deem is important when food comes into play and body image, someone asked me to do this, so I'm going to talk about it because it seems like it's actually, you know, it is something that everyone thinks about. So for me, my opinion and my perception of this is eating, like, of what I deem as important for food and body image is eating nutritious foods that fuel you and leaves you feeling energized and satisfied. It's hard to get going with, but once you're, like, on the road, it gets smoother. Like, it's easier to do. Like, starting slowly, I always say this because I was told for this when I was training horses and shit, or riding horses, whatever. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So just start slowly. This is with mental health as well. Like, do this with things that you actually feel and want to talk about as well. Just taking baby steps. Starting slowly, then moving. So slow is smooth. So when you do things slowly, things come together better and more accurately. Once you go smoothly, things, the more repetition that you do and make of each thing in your life, the faster it will become, almost like the easier it will get. So when you start, like, eating good food and realizing when you do eat shit food that it makes you feel like shit, you'll stop eating it because you don't want to feel like that, and it suppresses everything in that day that you have planned. Like, if I eat something shit in the morning, I literally will shit for the entire day and I will not want to do anything. And it literally limits me. So eating nutritious foods, like getting sugar from fructose, which is from fruit, and all that sort of shit, like carbs, proteins, like you get sugar, you know, you can get natural sugar from everywhere. And it's fine if you want to eat something with processed sugar in it and, you know, processed carbs and protein or whatever the fuck it is. Like, it's fine to do those things. It's healthy to binge eat. Like, it's healthy to not binge eat, but it's healthy to have something that's out of the ordinary once in a while. Like, discretionary foods that are full of high in sugar and fat and carbs. Like, dense carbs, like really unhealthy sort of sugar. It's basically just sugar and fat. It's fine to have that, like, once in a while. Like, once a week or twice a week. That's fine. As long as you're eating nutritious foods that actually help your body and your brain to survive and function properly, you're going to be fine. Like, those things might throw you out of whack, but you'll eventually realize, like, if your goal is to never eat a shit food in your life again, you sort of just have to do it occasionally just to understand how it affects you and how to avoid that sort of introducing that sort of stuff into your life. Like, I'm never going to stop eating McDonald's or whatever. I get McDonald's like once a month, maybe once every 2 months, because I don't like how it makes me feel. You know, do some research into regarding what food digest, like foods digest faster before a workout or before going to drink on a night out, or, you know, eat a banana 30 minutes before you do a workout, or play soccer or footy or play tennis or whatever the fuck it is. It's easier to digest. It digests in 30 minutes because it is it's a low density carb, I think. I don't know. I'm no dietitian, but just do your research. You know, it's full of fructose and carbohydrates, and it'll give you enough, like, give you those energy stores to actually perform and do the exercise. Like, you should probably be eating like a decent amount of food each day in order to be a functioning human. It just depends what your goals are. Like, if you want to lose weight, if you want to put on muscle, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, exercising is a major thing for mental health. You know, like, it will make you feel on top of the fucking world. It balances your hormones, you know. Exercise triggers releases of serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, and many more hormones. You know, serotonin, which is actually, it stabilizes your mood, your feelings, and your well-being, like it, your, like, sense of well-being. Dopamine helps regulate your mood, your sleep, appetite, digestion, learning ability, and memory. Endorphins are essentially, like, the body's natural painkiller, which has helped me so much, because when I wasn't exercising for, like, 6 months, everything just, like, sort of collapsed on itself, and it was the worst shit, and I was in pain all the time. Like, it wasn't excruciating, but it was enough to, sorry, I just keep scratching my nose. It was enough to be like, I need help. I need to get on some sort of medication. Like, I need some pain meds. Like, that's what I was like. And then as soon as I started exercising, I don't have that problem anymore. And it's almost like, the placebo effect, where you, when you do start exercising and those endorphins kick in and your pain sort of threshold is up and you don't feel that pain anymore, it's almost a placebo effect where your brain is like, okay, since I'm exercising, I'm not going to be in pain anymore because it's releasing endorphins, so I don't have to worry about it. Like, that's what your brain says to you, which I almost think is very true for me, because I'm always like, oh, if I get a sniff, I'm like, oh no, I'm getting sick, and then I get sick the next day. And then if I get a sniff, I'm like, oh no, I'll be fine. I'll take an olive leaf extract. And then I'm like, oh no, that'll fix me. And then I'm fine the next day. Like, yes, it is a complexity of medication and placebos and, like, thought pattern and realizing that if this fixes me, the thought pattern of I'll take this, it'll fix me. Like, it's both of those things together. Like, it's not just the medication or whatever. And sometimes things like that don't even work. So you know, these are very important aspects of your brain's ability to function and send messages throughout the body. Like, without certain amounts of hormones or like an imbalance, the brain essentially is functioning on a low battery and like low energy as such. What you can do for that is talk to people. Their experiences will help you understand further, and you can research, you can go to a doctor if you're worried about developing like a disorder, an eating disorder, or if you're like so, like if you're so strongly, like if you're really strongly worried about being too, I guess, accurate on your food intake and your calories, and if you're counting calories and stuff. Like, to me, I don't do that because I'm just like, that stresses me out. It's going to make me feel worse. I'm probably going to put in weight from stressing. That's not sort of my goal. I have done it before. I know what works for me. Not like when I was tracking macros, I did lose weight, but I was doing 2-hour sessions in the gym every day. Like, it genuinely, it did help me. But as soon as I'm not having a balance of eating regime and then working out regime, it's not going hand in hand. It's not actually working for me. So you just have to figure out what you like and what feels good and what you understand. Like, you have to understand what things are going to affect you in different ways and all that sort of shit. So yeah, try to limit foods that don't make you feel good. Eat them when you feel like it, crave them, you know, when you're on a period, if you want to eat chocolate, if your lady is on her period, get her something she likes to eat on her period or do or whatever, make her happy, because she probably won't do it herself. Just saying. You know, exercise is great for everything: burning fat, mental health, physical health, you know, it's positive physical health, positive mental health, emotional health, balancing hormones for that emotional health, body image, like everything. These are just like the determinants that help. Oh God, I probably shouldn't go into determinants. It's so confusing for me. All these factors contribute to the determinants of health, which are the mental health, physical health, emotional health. Like, your five factors of health are all contributed by exercise, eating well, water intake is very important. Water, I literally broke out in like 5 pimples the other day because I had 1 liter of water where I would have had 3. Like, there's just things that you realize that actually help you and actually, you know, is an important aspect of your life. And it's probably why, you know, medications help, but is, you know, doctors don't always cover, I'm no doctor, but doctors don't always ask you, like, are you drinking adequate water and eating good food? Like, Sarah's Day is someone who you could follow if you have bad acne, or you don't know how much water you should be drinking, or you don't know how much, what sort of foods you should, like, she's very holistic, and she, you know, she had really bad, like severe acne, cystic acne, I think, if that's what it's called. And she helped herself by eating nutritious, clean foods and drinking adequate water and, you know, just absolutely fueling her body in order to protect her skin and her mental health and her physical health and assisting in each of those determinants of health. Like, your determinants of health are mental, physical, emotional, I think cognitive is the same as mental, and spiritual. I think that's all of them. I don't know. So everything is good for everything, but you need a balance. Like, you can't be so invested in your nutritious health if you're not going to physically exercise. Like, if you don't have a substantial physical exercise, if you're not substantially exercising, and then eating all this food, you are going to put on weight. Like, yes, you can eat clean, but those calories are also going to contribute to your fat stores and your carbohydrate stores and your protein stores. All of this stuff adds up. So the only way you can burn all of this stuff is if you actually burn those stores basically, and then you replenish it later with food again. Like, that's how you maintain your weight. And then when you have to lose your weight, you have to be burning more than you're consuming. And then when you want to put on weight, you have to consume more than you're burning. Like, there's different ways to put on weight, and putting on weight doesn't just mean putting on fat. Like, it's muscle. Putting on muscle is predominantly what you'll be doing, because, but then you have to eat adequate protein and substantial amounts that will actually contribute to your protein stores and repairing your muscles and the tears that come in with those muscles and all that sort of shit. I probably just really confused everyone, but there's just so many, my point is that there's so many things that you have to balance in order to achieve, like, in order to be healthy as such. Like, it's not a race, but there's so many things that you can do to make yourself feel better and make yourself have a better mental health or have a positive outlook on food and be emotionally available, like emotionally healthy as well and aware. And, you know, all these things contribute to mental health. Like, mental health is almost like the deciding factor. Like, mental health is usually the topic in a mind map and everything is working towards that. However, you can sort of, like, it is the most important, because that is your brain. That is what functions you as a human being and a body. Like, your brain is literally everything. You are your brain. And so, you know, when you don't exercise, you might feel like shit. You know, you don't have all those hormones triggered and released into your body that you usually would if you do would exercise, and what that makes you feel better. You know, things start to ache and things start to get in pain when you stop, when I stop exercising. So therefore I sort of have to, in order to keep that balance. Otherwise it throws my entire determinants of health out. Like, it throws my mental health out. It throws my emotional and my physical health out, especially my spiritual, like, all that sort of stuff. Balance is key. It doesn't have to be exact. It just has to be close enough where you know how to manage it and how to rebalance it. Anyway, I feel like I probably confused you, but if that doesn't make sense, I don't know what will. Like, things, if you're not balancing one thing, if you're not doing everything, if you're not balancing everything, you know, those things will get chucked out. Like, you know, I'm not going to confuse you anymore. Just replay what I just said before. If you don't know what exercises to do or how to eat foods and counting calories or, you know, what your goals are, talk to someone who is a professional. I'm not. This is just my personal opinion and perspective being introduced into the world and society. Like, that's literally all I'm doing. I'll talk about feeling lost because I'm up to like 44 minutes and I just don't want to make this too long. But how to recognize feeling lost is like not being satisfied where you are in life, not knowing what you want to do, feeling unseen or unheard. You know, you're emotionally indecisive and, you know, mentally indecisive. You're questioning yourself when you want to get a tattoo to feel something that might reignite who you are. Like, you've lost your sense of self. Losing your sense of self essentially is what this entire feeling lost is. You're anxious. I have an anxious attachment to other people. Things to feel, make me feel more in control are like having a habitual daily regime. Like, what I have only just started doing again is every time I get out of the shower, morning and night, I get my gua sha and my roller out of the freezer because I like it to be cold, so it depuffs and helps regulate the blood flow in my face, which actually clears your skin and gets like all those red and white blood cells to actually work in fixing a breakage on your skin or like a pimple or something like that. Yeah, so I do that every morning and night. I haven't been doing it for like the last 2 months, but I've recently been doing it again and it's helping me so much, even just to get to sleep. and sort of set me up for my day. Self-care days, like have a bath every once a week. Do I just signify and allocate a self-care day where you can relax, reflect and make notes and plan for the rest of your week or your day? Make habits, positive habits and routine, like try and write down what you would like to balance within those five determinants, which are your mental, physical health, your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual. And I feel like there's one more, I just always forget it. I can't remember. Yeah, but those four determinants at least. Plan it out, write down what you want to do to balance all of those things. And your, you know, it is, it's, you have to work towards it. Like, just do baby steps. Like, you don't have to do it everything right now. But if you're not going to take action towards it, then you're probably never going to do it if you don't do it today or tomorrow. You know, like, if you don't feel like up to it today, do it tomorrow. But if you're not going to keep, if you're going to keep, like, planning ahead and not actually doing it the day that you say you're going to do it, you're probably never going to do it. So just fucking do it. At the moment, I have been doing everything in my power to get a house, you know, not really focusing on this podcast because I can't, because I feel like I need to actually work out my life first, because this is just a side hobby. And as though, although I am helping people, I don't want it to sort of negatively detriment, like it's sort of detrimental to my mental health as well, that I actually know when to stop and when to just, you know, leave things at the door and come back to it later. What you can do when you're feeling lost is talk to someone who is in maybe like a better position to you, or like not a better position, but a different position to you, or somewhere that you would like to be, and just see where, how they got there and what they did. And, you know, if you're lost with your job or your life goals or whatever, just start doing things that help you recognize and reignite what your passions are, what you want to do, what you like, you know. Write it all down, dot point it, fucking post it, put it on your wall or something, put it on your phone background, or send it to someone and just talk to someone about it, or just make a plan, or just do something about it. That's what I've been doing. I don't feel as lost as me, like I don't feel lost, like it's probably my period as well, because I have major PMS, which is not good. I need to get that sorted. But yeah, I was feeling super lost, and I just didn't feel like I was up to actually doing anything properly and doing anything, that would actually help me. So I just took a step back, had a day to myself where I'd be like, yep, I'm okay. I just need to, you know, like I'm fine. I just need to take a rest day. And that is me being self-aware and being able to balance my mental health over my, you know, the rest of my life, honestly. Anyway, guys, so you get the point. I think that if you have any questions, message me on Instagram at GTFU podcast. It'll have my name. You can go to my personal account. You can message me there. You know, you can leave comments on my Acast website, I'm pretty sure, or just fucking message me. I don't know. If you know me, just message me. And just doing something to help yourself every day is something that you can just work towards. And yes, it is hard, and it's up and down. It's never one flat line, but that is just life, and you just have to deal with it and get over it and just do it. Thank you so much for listening. If I don't post, it's because I'm like way too busy and I just can't mentally do it. Over Christmas, I might be doing like one or two, but I may take 2 weeks off and I'll post it on my GTFU podcast. And if you don't hear it there, that I will, I don't know, I'll let you know somehow. Thank you so much for listening. Love you, team. Let's fucking follow me on GTFU podcast and tell me what you want to hear about, and tell me what you want to know about, and tell me what you want to learn about. And if you want to come on the podcast, let me know and I'll schedule it in. Love you all. Have a great day or night or evening. I mean, or afternoon. Yeah. Bye.